from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, July 6th. Coming up, what we know about the shooter and gun allegedly at the center of Monday's mass shooting in Highland Park. That story from Patrick Smith is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A gunman opened fire on that 4th of July parade in Highland Park on Monday, killing 7 people and hospitalizing 24 more. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports on one longtime Champaign resident who attended the parade with his family.
After hearing several gunshots, Rick Atterbury realized the noises at the Highland Park parade were not fireworks. He and his wife moved away from the procession towards their home, 2 blocks away. On the way, they met a gunshot victim bleeding from an injury to his head. Atterbury described his experience on the 21st talk show.
He said, "I'm okay. It's just a graze wound." We gave him some tissue, and a police car was going by, headed towards Central Street at the time. I sort of jumped out in front of him, flagged him down, and said, "We've got an injured one right here," and he took it from there.
Atterbury said he may stay away from large public gatherings for a while after the shooting. He plans to attend small events where he knows everyone instead. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Alleged Highland Park gunman Robert Cremo III has been charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart called Cremo's actions, quote, premeditated and calculated, and says more charges are on the way. But Highland Park police say they first interacted with Cremo in 2019. In one instance, he was threatening to kill people, and authorities removed 16 knives, a dagger, and sword from his home. But Cremo was not charged, nor was he arrested. Highland Park police forwarded that information to Illinois State Police, the agency that oversees firearm owner ID cards. State Police spokesperson Delia Garcia says Cremo was not in the system.
At that time, the individual named in the report did not have a FOID card or anything to revoke or to review.
State police have since issued a statement saying no one, including the family Cremo threatened, wanted to move forward with a complaint following that September 2019 incident. When Cremo applied for a FOID card in December 2019, state police say his father sponsored the application and there wasn't evidence of a clear and present danger to justify denying it. After hearing gunshots at the Independence Day parade in Highland Park, people fled to nearby stores for safety. Mawa Iqbal has more about one owner who helped people sheltering in place.
Amy Holloman was working by herself at Paper Source when she looked out the window and saw people running. One woman was struggling to keep up with the crowd, so Holloman opened the door for her. Soon after, people of all ages, some injured, some covered in blood, started pouring into her craft store.
I just tell everybody to come in because I see their faces and I see the fear. And that's very painful. I closed the doors. I turned off the lights. I told everyone to get in the back room.
Holloman is part of the Cheyenne tribe and says her Cheyenne name means opening doors for others. Her store was closed yesterday, but she still cracked the door open. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Elsewhere, another Champaign County resident has died of COVID-19 for the first time since a month ago. He was a man in his 80s. The coronavirus death toll in the county is now 297. Health officials report more than 400 active cases in Champaign County. That's similar to last week's case numbers. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 31 patients hospitalized with COVID. 3 of those patients are in the ICU. That's more people in intensive care than any week since March. According to the CDC, Champaign, Douglas, Macon, and 24 other Illinois counties are rated at a high risk for COVID-19. The CDC recommends that people in high-risk areas wear a mask indoors and on public transportation. Still to come, what we know about the shooter and gun allegedly at the center of Monday's mass shooting in Highland Park. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The new drama Hotel Portofino focuses on the Ainsworths, a British family who relocate to Italy to run an upscale resort on the Mediterranean. The family struggles to keep up with their elite clients' extravagant demands. This series is a fun cocktail of drama, glamour, and mystery. It's an enchanting look at early 20th century Italian culture. You can stream this and other acclaimed period dramas as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The alleged gunman responsible for the Independence Day massacre in North Suburban Highland Park is due in Lake County Court this morning. Authorities say Robert Cremo III was responsible for killing 7 people and wounding dozens more with a high-powered rifle. but questions remain as to why Cremo was allowed to possess the gun in the first place. Patrick Smith reports.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart says at the court hearing today, they will ask the judge to hold Cremo without bail while he awaits trial. Reinhart says they are charging the 21-year-old Highwood resident with one count of murder for each person killed in the shooting.
There will be dozens of more charges against Mr. Cremo, but these seven counts of first-degree murder will lead to a mandatory life sentence should he be convicted without the possibility of parole.
Genevieve Saget was at the parade Monday morning with her family when Cremo allegedly climbed up a fire escape disguised in women's clothing and unloaded 70 bullets from a high-powered AR-15-style rifle into the crowd below.
I think we're shaken to the core. My kids, they're telling me they're okay, but as I'm watching their behavior and just kind of keeping track, I can see little things that kind of have them on edge.
Alexandra Muller was in the same grade as Cremo and went to Highland Park High School with him until he left the school after their sophomore year, she says.
Everything that's happened, the way that our town has changed forever, is all because of him, but I hate that his name is everywhere. I hate that his face is everywhere.
Muller wasn't close to Cremo. She says no one really was. She remembers him as cold, negative, and resistant to teachers who tried to help him in school.
Even when I heard that there were rumors going around that it was him, I told people to stop saying that because honestly, it seemed like it was too obvious, too on brand.
Charlotte Banks says she was in a small church group with Cremo for the past 4 years or so. She says he never really opened up to her much, but she felt there was something inside of him looking for connection.
I saw him Thursday night and I saw him Sunday morning at the church. And I asked him, hey, Bobby, what do you have going on for the weekend? Do you like to celebrate 4th of July? Or, you know, what's going on? And he really just said no, he didn't really have any plans or anything.
Many in Highland Park are calling for an outright statewide ban on assault rifles following Monday's shooting. The weapons are already prohibited in Highland Park, but Cremo was able to purchase two of them legally elsewhere in Illinois. There are questions about whether already existing laws should have prevented Cremo from buying his guns in the first place. In September 2019, police were called on Cremo, according to police spokesman Christopher Covelli.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home. At that time, there was no probable cause to arrest. There were no complaints that were signed by any of the victims.
3 months later, in December 2019, Cremo applied for an Illinois gun permit. Because he was only 19, he wasn't eligible to get one without a parent's help. Despite that September 2019 incident and an earlier call to authorities regarding a suicide attempt, Cremo's father sponsored the application, according to state police. State police had been notified about the September 2019 call, but still, a spokesperson says there was insufficient basis to establish a clear and present danger at the time of the application, so the permit was approved. Cremo went on to buy at least 4 guns in Illinois using that permit, according to records from the state police, including the high-powered gun he allegedly used on Monday. An attorney for Cremo says he was contacted by the suspect's family on Monday evening, but so far has only spoken to him on the phone for about 10 minutes. Cremo's attorney declined to comment until after today's hearing. I'm Patrick Smith.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be partly cloudy today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 91 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, and Patrick Smith. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.